Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Saturday, get the play-by-play with the Rock and Hard Hitting. You get the score and a whole lot more with the Rock and Hard Hitting. Right now, our good pals, Ray Dittinger and Glenn McDowell. So get busy with the Rock and Hard Hitting.
Good morning, everybody. It is a blustery November morning in Philadelphia. I'm Glenn Mack, now Delaware Park Racetrack and Casino. Ray Dittinger still continuing his month-long vacation. That's not true. Ray's coming back tomorrow. Honored to be working with my friend John Johnson here. How are you?
Glenn, good morning.
The man who works the roughest hours at WIP. I hear you at night. I see you at Sixers games at night. And then at 5 in the morning, there you are.
Well, you know how it is. It's not work. You just have to be awake for it.
There you go. There you go. Good ethic. So, John, after the bye week, tomorrow, the dark star, the evil force comes to Philadelphia as Bill Belichick and the Patriots arrive at Lincoln Financial Field to play the Eagles. Both teams coming off of a bye. Eagles 5-4, Patriots 8-1. How you feeling?
How I'm feeling is a bit... I don't know if I'm convincing myself of something or I truly believe something. I feel positive right now.
Do you?
In spite of all these injuries and all the question marks surrounding this team, even though they've won back-to-back, I mean, this is a very important game. I know you look at the NFC East and you say, well, it's the Eagles and the Cowboys, and odds are it's going to come down to that final week of the season with the winner advancing to the playoffs. But when it comes to for the fans, this game is very important. Because when you're coming off a bye and you're facing a team such as the Patriots, the team that you faced and beat in the Super Bowl, who has the resume that they have and the dynasty that they have, this is the moment where you truly believe again, or you say, well, I really thought the Eagles were something.
We're there again. We're there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Most important game of Carson Wentz's career again.
Collectively. Collectively.
See, here's my thought on this. The Eagles are in this six-game crucible, for lack of a better word, where they just had tough matchup after tough matchup after tough matchup. Minnesota on the road. I'm not going to have the order correct, but Dallas on the road, Minnesota on the road, Chicago, which wasn't as tough as we thought it was going to be. Mm-hmm. You got New England. You got Seattle. I think I'm leaving out another tough. Oh, Green Bay, which they win. This is a tough schedule.
And Buffalo,
which wasn't as tough as we expected, but that gets you to that last month where you do play a lot of patsies.
Right.
I think next week's game against Seattle is much more important than this.
Mm-hmm.
I think this one is fun because we get to relive the Super Bowl again.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a second. Speaking of the Super Bowl, John, when's the last time you got to hear this?
We're going for it right here. We're going for it right here.
Philly.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
Philly special. Ready?
Bulls and the gun.
Here we go.
Love it. To his right.
Tonight.
Now lines up behind Foles.
Kill.
Foles.
Lane.
Moves to the right. It goes directly to Clement. Reverses it. The pass goes into the end zone. And it is a touchdown by Nick Foles.
Let's go.
I got to tell you, I know Nick Foles is long gone. I know that game bears no relevance to tomorrow's game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna listen to that for the rest of my life. I told you before we came on the air, I think I have watched or listened to the Philly special 300 times since that occurred. I had it on my phone. It's just like a button I could press, and it would come up.
Oh, you would
up.
Just play it? You had it saved on your phone?
Yeah, I did. Unfortunately, that phone died. It's a new phone. But I did, and it's the greatest play in Philadelphia history. It's the Patriots.
Well,
I can't get enough.
No, and you're right. Even though almost two years have passed, even though... we've seen it 1,000 times over. Anytime I stumble upon it, whether I see it on television or I see it on social media or some random website, I don't just watch it once. I watch it 4 to 5 times in a row.
It's the greatest.
It's great.
And it was the greatest moment of all our lives as fans. Again, it bears no relevance to tomorrow, but you know what? Tough toenails. I'll just always use the chance. All right, so talking about tomorrow, I think you might be a little more confident than I am, which I'm glad you are. I have concern in this respect. The one thing we know to start is Bill Belichick takes away your best player, right? He is the evil force. He is Darth Vader, but he is the greatest coach in the history of the NFL.
He is brilliant, yeah.
And on offense, that's Zach Ertz. So let's assume that Zach Ertz is going to have 4 catches for 52 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Beyond that, then, somebody else has to be the guy. You have no DeSean Jackson tomorrow. You have no Alshon Jeffrey tomorrow. It looks like you have no Jordan Howard tomorrow.
He was not cleared for contact all week for practice. And right now he's listed as questionable. When you hear he hasn't been able to have any contact, that certainly doesn't leave you optimistic.
It's a bad sign.
Yeah.
Which means somebody else has to step up. Somebody else has got to produce. So, John, let me give you some names.
Mm-hmm.
I got my Mac Hollins over here.
Who?
I got my J.J. Arcega-Whiteside over there.
Oh, the draft pick.
I got Dallas Goedert. He's been respectable.
Yeah,
whatever he's got. 19 catches, couple touchdowns, 3 touchdowns this year. And that's pretty much what I got. And I got Nelson Aguilar. Let me give you a statistic, 2 statistics that are kind of scary.
I'm not going to like this. Okay.
No, you're not going to like this. If you take all of the Eagles wide receivers this season, and that's including DeSean Jackson, it's including Alshon Jackson. Okay? In 9 games, 87 catches, 933 yards, 5 touchdowns.
Hmm.
There are guys in the league who have done that on their own.
Alone, yes.
If you take out DeSean and take out Alshon Jeffrey, the whole rest of the crew, 44 catches, 421 yards, 3 touchdowns.
Oh, you're just a breath of fresh air this morning, Glenn. Thank you.
Mac Hollins caught 1 pass for 13 yards at Green Bay. Remember Green Bay?
I do remember. It was a long time ago.
Hasn't caught one since.
Yeah, and he's only been targeted a handful of times since that as well.
J.J. Arcega-Whiteside has not got a catch in the last 5 games.
Oh.
I'm pushing the quarter already. No. Well, no, we're going to find our way out of this,
mm-hmm.
okay? I'm going to lay it all out, and then we're going to find our way out of this. Because the answer may not lie on offense, but we got to lay out the offense. So the Eagles decided this week, hey, we like Jordan Matthews. He's a fine fella.
Mm-hmm.
We'll bring him back.
Okay.
We had a good run there with, why am I forgetting his name? The running back. We brought him back.
Mm-hmm. Jay Ajayi.
Thank you. I was going to say JJ. Jay Ajayi. We brought him back. By the way, I left out Darren Sproles.
And then you have Darren Sproles, unfortunately.
Yeah, okay. But so you brought back those 2 guys. John?
Well,
give me something.
It's nice to have the familiarity with Jordan Matthews and Carson Wentz, which is something. I don't know.
Yeah, they had a chemistry.
Even if it gives Carson Wentz something, it's better than nothing.
Yeah.
Jay Ajayi, who's been unemployed, has been riddled with injury and apparently is fully healthy, and they brought him to the NovaCare Complex yesterday, worked him out, talked to him, and signed him, so now he's back. So that it gives you something. That he fills that Jordan Howard role, should Jordan Howard not be able to go, that hard-nosed, up-the-middle, pounded, grounded running game, which, by the way, is something that New England is susceptible
to. Absolutely. That's how you win. That's why... See, to me, Jordan Howard was the key to win the game,
mm-hmm.
and we'll get to Miles Sanders in a little bit because the rookies look pretty good recently. So Jay Ajayi, if I give you tomorrow over under 6.5 carries, 27 yards.
6.5, 27 yards for Jay Ajayi tomorrow. Am I assuming that Jordan Howard is not playing?
I'm afraid you are.
If I am fully confident in Doug Peterson, I have to go over. Because if one thing that you pointed out, Bill Belichick will take away your best weapon. That is Zach Ertz. The New England Patriots have everybody thinks it's the 2017 Patriots. Their defense has improved. Their secondary, their corners are very good.
Oh, yeah.
So the passing game was going to be limited from the get-go. So if you are Doug Peterson and you're looking at the obvious, which this is the obvious, you have to rely heavily on that ground game. It may not be pretty. It may, you know, may be very slow at times. But if you want to grind out a victory over the evilest of franchises, This is the guideline, the blueprint you have to start with.
By the way, for those keeping score at home, that marks the fourth time we've called them evil.
They are evil. What do you mean?
And not the last.
I can respect the hell out of them, but they're still evil.
So then, given what you say, could this be the big day from the kid from Penn State?
It could be.
The Eagles' second rounder has his. Remember the Charlie Garner breakout game?
I do.
When he was a rookie, I think against the Niners, right? And he just busted, you know, like 27 carries, 150 yards. He went crazy. Miles, you know, Charlie Garner, Miles Sanders. There you go.
Slightly
it was
different.
A good Niners team back then.
Well, Miles Sanders is the multi-purpose back, which is what you need. And it's great that, I mean.
That's Charlie Garner, baby.
I never expected that from an Eagles rookie so early in his, you know, to have such expectations placed on him and for him to succeed the way that he has to this point. But he's going to need to tomorrow.
Yeah. Somebody's got to be that.
Yeah.
Let me put it this way. I can't say with full confidence that we're going to have the J.J. Arcega Whiteside breakout game. Okay?
Like, can just, we start with like two receptions and build it from there?
So the two names that I kind of see as most likely are Miles Sanders and Dallas Goedert. I've lost faith in Nelly.
You're forgetting one person.
Oh, yeah, here, okay.
Who you should have mentioned all along and didn't mention. His name is Carson Wentz.
Oh, okay.
He's the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles. He is the franchise quarterback.
Throwing it to himself?
He, at one point, was the highest paid player in NFL history before the next man, who was the quarterback out in L.A., one-upped him.
Yeah.
This is a big moment for Carson Wentz. Now, I'm not of the belief that he has underperformed all season and he should be better. He's been far from perfect. Don't get me wrong. But when you pay someone this amount of money, realizing, I get, he can't throw it to himself. There's a lot of things he can't. He can only control what he can control. However, when you sign on that dotted line and take that type of money, the responsibilities change, the expectations change. This is where he needs to, when the opportunity presents it, extend plays if necessary, thread the needle when necessary, show all of Philadelphia, every Eagles fan out there, he is doing everything possible within his control to put his team in the best situation.
I agree with half of what you said, which is that tomorrow is the day for him to extend all of those plays and so on. I don't like using the money in the contract as an albatross around his neck because he can only do so much with what's around him. He cannot make the play of Mac Hollins into something it's not.
Agreed.
And he can't do it by himself. And that contract, by the way, is for the long term. I agree with what you said, which is he's having a decent year. He's not having a great year by any stretch. I mean, some of his statistics are great. He doesn't throw interceptions at all. His touchdown interception ratio is great.
For those who think he's nothing more than average, and all, I think that's complete nonsense. But when it comes to certain games, when you realize a lot is stacked against you, this is where you have to rely on your most important player to do everything possible. And for us to be able to sit here on Monday morning and say, wow, Carson Wentz, He did everything you could have expected of him. And that's regardless of the outcome. We need to see that from Wentz in a game like tomorrow.
He's going to have to be pretty close to perfect. I will give you that. He can't fumble. He can't throw an interception. He's going to have to extend plays by running. I'll give you that. I chafe at the, this is the week where we know what Carson Wentz is going to be.
No.
I hear that all the time on our station and elsewhere, and I can't live with that.
But you know what you will find out tomorrow? Who the Philadelphia Eagles are as a whole.
No, you won't.
Absolutely you will. Not. You've had 2 weeks to prepare.
Which
two
game,
weeks
which,
to prepare.
Which game is more important, tomorrow's game or the Seattle game?
The Seattle game.
Okay.
No.
But which game is more important, tomorrow's game or the Dallas game?
The Dallas game.
Okay.
No. Hold on. Let me finish.
So this do-or-die thing, already just the third most important game in the next
from
five.
From a fan perspective, you realize who you're facing tomorrow. And it's not just reliving 2017. This is one of the top teams in the NFL still, with the greatest NFL quarterback and head coach arguably in league history.
Yeah.
And even though Brady has taken he's starting to take a couple steps back, and that's, father time always wins. This is a huge game for Eagles fans for confidence to determine.
Oh, for the fans.
Yes. Well,
okay,
this is
so
huge.
It's more important for the fans than in terms of.
Listen, if they win tomorrow, by any means, everybody's back on board and saying the Eagles are back. If they get whooped tomorrow,
I agree all of that.
Yeah.
And God bless Angelo, who's going to deal with all that Monday morning. I'm just telling you, in terms of, can they lose tomorrow and still make the playoffs?
Of course they
can. Okay, that's all I'm saying. That's all. I just don't think it's that do or die. Oh my God, this is the game of the century.
Internally, Glenn Macnow's emotions dictating forward beyond Sunday. Will what happens tomorrow dictate that?
If they get blown out, if they get the doors blown off, yeah, I'll be real nervous. If the defense gets destroyed, I'll be really nervous. If they lose a 24-21 game,
mm-hmm.
See this hand? See how steady that is?
Yes, very sort of.
Now look at this one. All right, let's get Jerry in Hatboro. Jerry, you're on 94 WIP. Hey, Jerry.
Good morning, Glenn, and guest host. You, Glenn.
He deserves more than that.
Guest host here.
He's John Johnson.
How you
John
doing,
Johnson,
Jerry?
Yeah.
John Johnson.
I want to rebuke you for your negative attitude, your semi-negative attitude.
Go for it.
You call this a blustery day? If you were in Buffalo, you'd be praising this sunny, beautiful fall day.
If I was in Buffalo, this would be July.
That's right. And your negative feelings, semi-negative feelings about the Eagles?
It's
I'm glad you weren't president
feelings.
When the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor. You would have quit.
Wow. Glenn Macnow. You're a negative Nancy this morning.
I haven't even made any prediction yet. I'm just telling you. Jerry, let's Oh, sure. Okay. And if you don't have doubts, if you're going into this game with Jordan Matthews, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, who are these other bums?
Alshon.
They are professional athletes.
Alshon's not playing.
Alshon Jeffery.
That's right. Alshon's not playing. I'm happy about that.
He should have been on blast all along for not even performing this season.
Mac Hollins.
Was he on the field?
No, he's had a terrible year. Okay.
Looking for breakout games from these young men, Glenn.
Oh, which ones?
All of them.
Okay.
Arcega-Whiteside.
Yeah.
J.J.
Okay.
We're banged up, but we will. I have no doubt at all that the Eagles will prevail.
I'm delighted.
And frankly,
to hear
I'm
that.
Disappointed in you.
Well, I gotta call it as I see it. I haven't even called it yet.
No, hold on.
I haven't said they're going to lose. Jerry, all I'm telling you is I'm kind of laying out the challenges that they face.
Well, Jerry, let me ask you this question because we might fall
John.
Into the same boat here. Have you? Glenn points out a lot of facts, and don't get me wrong, and I completely understand where he's coming from. However, I'm not sure if I truly believe the Eagles are going to come out and win tomorrow, or I'm trying to convince myself against a lot of facts that they're going to come out and win tomorrow.
Don't let facts get in the way of a victory, John.
Jerry, you know I love you, pal.
Glenn, I hope that you both will bask in victory tomorrow.
I fully intend to. Let me view it this way. I got a 6-hour pregame tomorrow.
That's a nice pregame.
So, well, I'm in the morning with Ray.
And then you hop right over.
And then I transport myself to the stadium. Ray and I are in studio, right?
Okay, then you'll drive to the link.
Drive. I'm using that Star Trek phaser.
No. It's called a teleporter, Glenn.
Thank you.
Same but different.
Okay.
But you'll jump
get
over
to the stadium.
To the link. And
I got the 1 o'clock countdown to kickoff show, and then I got the 2 o'clock pregame.
Okay.
So, hey.
It's a lot to break down.
And that's all good. That's all good. We're sneaking one more call here before the break. Brian.
I don't like your attitude, Glenn.
I don't have an attitude. There's no there's no attitude. I'm trying to lay this thing out realistically. Have I told you I think they're going to win or lose? No.
Maybe.
No, I have not. Have I told you I see anything insurmountable here? No.
Why?
Have I told you that?
Wait, who are you asking, me or yourself?
You. Have I told you that without Jordan Howard, without Alshon Jeffery, and granted, he's had a bad season, right? Without Darren Sproles, and we're just getting started. Who am I leaving out? Without
You're
others.
Leaving out others, yes.
Yes, okay? On both sides of the ball,
mm-hmm.
It's playing the New England Patriots. Formidable challenge.
This is a huge game.
That's all I'm saying. It's not a huge
game. It's a huge game, Glenn.
It's a hugely interesting game.
For the fans, this is of the utmost importance. Don't feed me lies of, well, they win, it's no big deal. They'll be 5-5.
They lose 5-5. Right.
We have yet to go through these games where we said, that's the Philadelphia Eagles right there. And in a game, you're facing a team where you know the fan base has a certain feeling towards them. and you know the team has a history against them, where you know the opposing quarterback and head coach are mentally scarred for what happened 2 years ago, you're at home.
Yeah.
This is where you make a statement to the league. Oh, you doubted us? I hate to remind you, the Eagles are in this, and they are back.
All right, you know what? I got to run out to the car because I left my pom-poms there. So I'll get a set for me and a set for you, and then we'll be all ready for the rest of the show. How's that sound? Coming up, we're eager to take your calls, 888-729-9494. I do want to talk a bit about the career of Darren Sproles, which sadly has come to an end, not the way he or anybody else wanted it. I got a big update on the Last Fan Standing pool. Hey, 11 o'clock, the Big Daddy Graham show comes on, hijacks our show for a segment.
Very nice.
Yeah, which is always a lot of fun. We are going to get in. What's going on with the Sixers, John Johnson?
3 hours isn't enough, Glenn. It's not. I'll tell you this. I will say this. The head coach is now on the hot seat.
When I woke up this morning, trending on Twitter, hashtag fire Brett Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
For many reasons, which I'm sure we'll get into, the head coach is now on the hot seat.
Well, so we're going to talk about that. We'll get a little bit into the brawl that took place the other night. Steelers, Cleveland, we got a lot of stuff, and we want to hear from you. As I said, 888-729-9494. Delaware Park Racetrack and Casino, Jan Janssen in for Ray Dinger. Very different approach. I'm Glenn Mack now. WIP Sports Time is 10:20.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.